The future USS Tripoli is in the home stretch of construction at Ingalls Shipyard in Pascagoula, Mississippi, about 6 months out from its commissioning ceremony in Pensacola. Members of the group putting on the festivities recently got a tour of the ship. In part two of our report on that tour, we learn more about the vessel, its crew, and efforts to be more environment and health conscious. Tripoli LHA-7 is 845 feet long and weighs 45,000 tons. As part of the tour, Commanding Officer Captain Kevin Myers and select members of his crew lead the Pensacola contingent from the flight deck down ladder wells and through a maze of passageways.
Ooh, up this way.
Captain Myers still learning his way around the brand new ship.
Going back that way now?
Yeah, we're
okay. Oh, we're turning back around.
We took you down a detour.
We get a quick peek at sleeping quarters.
The berthing area is down here, 3-4-1s.
How many in each room or bunk area?
3 or 4 for the Marine troop spaces. We'll have 2 or 3. And for our junior officers, it'll be 4. 4 is the most for officers. For the enlisted folks, we can have as many as 40 to 50.
The Navy's newest amphibious assault ship, Tripoli, is like a small carrier designed to support Marine Corps operations and aircraft and can host as many as 1,800 Marines. This is the third U.S. warship to carry the historic name, and it's the third new construction vessel for Captain Myers, who took time out to conduct this tour. We learned a lot from the ship's ward room. This is a reference to how the space was used, dating back to colonial days.
So if you go back to the three-masted ships, you know, you were engaged in close-order battle and you had injuries, and where were you going to take the injured people? That was quiet and somewhere out of the way and safe, and so a medical ward of sorts became the ward room.
According to the captain, the tables are still about 6 to 6.5 feet long, as they were centuries ago, in order to accommodate a body for treatment or even surgery. But the U.S. Navy has come a long way since then.
Our surgical capability now on this ship is pretty robust. It's essentially a miniature hospital.
Tripoli has 2 operating rooms, 3 intensive care units, a 12-bed medical ward, x-ray facilities, pharmacy, and lab. That leaves the ward room to function as a dining and meeting space for Navy and Marine officers aboard the ship.
Eventually, we'll load up television sets for PowerPoint briefings and other briefings in here. And then there's wardroom lounges around.
Skipper, just might be worth pointing out the bullseye for those people who are not familiar with it. You can tell them what this is. Just explain that.
A veteran in the Pensacola group refers to a feature known as a compartment bullseye, painted on the back wall of the room. It's a series of letters and numbers designed to glow in the dark that yield essential information about the location, size, and function of the space.
We're above the main deck, you know, two decks above, O1, then O2. We're the 41st frame. The spacing in frames changes as you go through, but basically we're in the forward half of the ship. Get all the way back, we're around 140, 150 in the framing if we're in the stern section of the ship.
Captain Myers says such data can be crucial in times of emergency.
So every space on the ship is designated with a bullseye that goes into a thing called a repair party manual, which if we went down at the damage control central, the damage control assistant can open that up and it'll tell the dimensions of the space. And then we even go so far as to tell, now if we flood this space up here, we have a lot of problems because we're pretty far above. But the spaces below, certain times you can flood a space and the ship will become more stable if you're doing damage control. Other times you flood a space and it makes you less stable.
Getting back to the function of this space as a dining facility for officers, there's also a chief's mess and separate mess for enlisted personnel.
When we have the full complement, our crew is about 1,000, give or take. And if we embark, Marines would be 1,800 or so. Give or take. So 2,800 people, at least 3.5 times a day. Some people never miss a meal, so they get 4 with the mid-rats.
Capacity is about 12,000 meals a day aboard ship.
The supply folks, the cooks, and the attendants that have to clean are in near constant, either cutting, carving, shaving, baking.
To get a different view, we head from the ward room down to one of the crew dining areas, which is capable of serving up to 120 individuals at a time.
In the ward room, you could pull a chair out, sit down in a gentlemanly fashion. Here, because I guess we think someone will steal the chairs, we weld them to the table.
When it comes to their meals, officers get regular plates and flatware, while enlisted crew members get their food on trays. But Captain Myers says the Navy is making an effort to improve the overall quality of the food served to the crew.
We all run what we call a 21-day pre-formatted meal. We used to have deep fat fryers and all that stuff. That's all gone away. Now you can have some baked fries or tater tots or whatever. So we've done away with a lot of the fried foods. We're trying to get to healthier food options.
And when it comes to cleanup, the captain proudly highlights the new, more environmentally friendly method of handling plastics waste.
You shred it up and then you throw it in a melter and it melts it and you come out with little pizzas that are about, I don't know, a quarter inch thick and about this big around, and then you spray some deodorant on them so they don't smell, and you throw them in bags, and then when you come back into port you dispose of them so we don't throw the plastics overboard anymore.
After hanging out for a bit in the enlisted mess, we're ready to embark on the final leg of our tour. Along the way, we walk through a very noisy but very important space, according to mass communication specialist Julian Moorfield.
Currently, right now, we are in the hangar bay, which is where all the aircraft will be worked on.
Before long, we're back in the elevator and back on the dock, underneath the ship. Time for at least one more joke from Captain Myers.
If the ship falls off the blocks, your hard hat and your steel toes will protect you. You'll be fine. Safety first.
Here, looking up at the ship's propeller, we're reminded that there's a bit more work to be done before future USS Tripoli is ready to go.
Working on what we call fit and finish, making sure paint, everything is exactly the way it should be. Then the crew will move aboard, and then we'll start our training cycle, and then we'll come over to Pensacola to get commissioned.
The commissioning ceremony is set for June, although the date has not been finalized. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.